Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson, and joining me in the studio, absolutely jumping out of their shoes excited because this is their favorite time of year, the wonderful Andrew and Louisa Graff of Louisa Graff Jewelers.
Good morning. It's so good to be here.
A treat to have you guys. There's bioluminescence happening in the studio right now.
Good. I think we gave you too much information already.
You might have, because we're going to talk about photoluminescence and spectrometers a little later.
Those two together, specifically photoluminescence spectrometer.
Yes. Yeah, and we wanted to have fun with syllables today, and we are certainly having those, let me tell you.
Wow. No, we want to share our knowledge and protect you with it.
That's what
we want to do.
The conversation before we started on air this morning was really astounding to me because it boils down to people not knowing what they don't know.
Yeah.
Isn't that always the case? You know,
that is the case. And if you are unsure and or you feel like you have educated yourself, let me just tell you that one thing about internet is that you could get any information that you want to. You just Google something in a completely different mannerism and it's going to tell you exactly what you want to hear. And then you got to follow the money. So if you're Googling how to buy a diamond and or the four C's on a diamond and you're trying to identify whether or not it's a an industry standard, then you're going to, you know, find whether or not it truly is an industry standard, which the grading system is not an industry standard right now.
Well, and you guys just about knocked me out of my shoes when you said that the GIS certificate that we all think is the safe thing, it's our insurance policy, it's how we know we got a real diamond, isn't worth the paper it's written on anymore.
Well, sadly, there's a lot of misinformation out there and a lot of misapplication. That's the word I was looking for.
Okay.
You know, some things that say that they come with a cert. The cert doesn't match the diamond that we're seeing.
And that was a prime example of what I call the alphabet soup, because it's GIA, and people have said GIS or AGS or IGI or GSL or GSI. Those are all grading.
Or EGL.
Or EGL. All of these are grading laboratories, quote unquote, but they're done by human beings. And human beings can either actually have a human error or get bribed to grade it whatever they want.
Wow. So I know we're going to get some powerful takeaways from this visit today. One of them is be very careful what Abe Lincoln tells you on the internet. It might not be true.
It might not be Abe.
It might not be Abe either.
Or someone just picking and choosing the words that they want to recreate of Abe's actual verbiage.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a big problem. You got to be an aware consumer.
Yeah.
And when you are shopping for things like diamonds, there's really only one place you can go. There's really only two people in this city that will tell you the truth. And there is an objective, completely unbiased method and means of doing that. Louisa and Andrew, you call it your photoluminescence spectrometer. And you've got a couple of horror stories to share.
We do. I literally just showed you the picture of that 2-carat. That is, it's what I call HPHT. It's high pressure, high temperature. There's two different types of lab-created diamonds. The other one is chemical vapor deposition, but this one is an HPHT diamond, but she bought it offline, and it had a cert, and it was just lab-created.
Well, not only did she buy it online, but she was told that it was natural,
yeah,
and it was created. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with created diamonds versus natural or versus treated. Our whole stand is that you really need to know what it is you're getting. That's our commitment to you, that you will know what you're getting and pay accordingly. And it's heartbreaking when you think you're getting one thing and you get another.
You find out, yeah.
You know, thank you for saying that, Mom. She's so smart. You know,
I have a smart mom, too. I want you to know that.
Now that we have, like, almost broke what you think you can trust and you can't, let us just be here for you. We do have lab created diamonds in the store. We have moissanites. We have the alternative synthetic gemstones that are alternative to diamonds. I'm not saying that they're a bad thing if that's what you need, if that's the price point that you're going for. It's just you get full disclosure if you come into Louisa Graff Jewelers. And I can tell you like specific examples of the differences of what they are. And then it's up to you. We just want to educate you. So thank you again, my smart mom.
And my passionate son.
Yes. Louisa, I'm happy to
say. He gets upset when people, you know, cry because they thought they had something else.
I've got a son Andrew's age who has that kind of fire and passion in him. And I adore him for it. So, Andrew, you were a Navy guy. I raised a Marine. I want you to know that.
Well, and that's what makes us so passionate,
yes,
right? We are protectors. And I'm trying to protect people from what I know from the industry. So, again, I go by honor, courage, commitment, which is the Navy Cor, so if there's anything that you can trust right now, it's that, you know, I'm going to tell you the truth.
Well, your reputation hangs in the balance when you start talking about things like this. And there's one question that's really burning in my mind right now, Louisa. And that is, what is the price difference between that 2-carat stone that you found out was not natural and the one that is natural? How much of a hit did that poor person take?
Okay, that's a really loaded question because there's all sorts of different things involved with it. You know, is it in the top 10%, the top 20%? Where does it fall in line, you know, with the others? Some people say 20%. Some people say 30%. Right now, the market is being flooded, if you will, by Create-It, which is why it's such an issue, which is why it's everywhere. De Beers is really putting it out there, and so it's driving the price down.
Wow.
So right now we're in a flux status between the created and the natural, and we are being very, very careful, even with represented the few created that we have, because we want you to know we don't know what the price is going to be a year from now. Whereas the diamond market is very, very solid, the natural diamond market. The created market is not solid at all because they can continue to manufacture.
So there's a never-ending supply.
Well, we, you know, there is a cost to that manufacturing
because
it's high temperature, high pressure, as Andrew was saying. So I don't want to demean it,
right.
But it's a different market, and you need to know the differences.
And that's what's key about Louisa Graff Jewelers is that they're going to disclose that difference to you.
We always have. You know, I love to say our reputation's our biggest asset, and we would never do anything to hinder our reputation or to hurt you. You know, we've been doing this for so long, and the one thing that Andrew and I love to call ourselves is nerds because we really like the science behind it, which very few people do. I was the first female gemologist in Colorado and the youngest in the Western states, so we've been doing this for a very long time. We're not going to get into how long, but a very long time.
Louisa, let's not you and I date ourselves. We got really close when I said my son and your son were the same age. Let's leave it right there.
I like that, Ted. I like that.
So here's the takeaway for all of you who are listening right now is that if you are in the market for a diamond, it is best if you do not trust what you see and read online. It is best if you get yourself to Louisa Graff Jewelers. If you have made a purchase, then go see Andrew and Louisa. They will either give you good news or they'll give you news that may not be so good,
we'll
but one way or another.
They'll give you the truth.
They'll give you the truth.
Yeah.
They'll give you the truth.
It's actually to my fall sometimes, too, because I'm pretty militant, and I forget that there's an emotional aspect to some of these things.
No, so. No, no. Yeah.
You don't let him talk to the brides, do you?
No, we're very gentle. We're very gentle. Yes.
All right. Now for the fun part.
Oh, yes. Christmas.
It's Christmas time is coming.
Absolutely.
And you have a thing called Louisa Graff Dollars.
Yes.
This is the neatest thing.
We've been doing it forever, for 20 years, but it's our way of giving back. It's our way of giving you a little extra gift. You know, I'm from Peru, South America.
Yeah.
And in Peru, we call it la yapita. You know, that little extra way of saying thank you. And there's no strings attached. And that's what everybody loves about it.
No blackout dates. The face value is the face value. You have to spend it by February 14th. That's the only restriction on these things. And you don't need to spend more than its value in order to be able to use your Louisa Graff Dollars.
You know, a lot of people are actually using it right away because for every $600 you spend, you get 100 Louisa Graff Dollars to spend on whatever you want immediately. So for a lot of people out there, if you're going to propose on New Year's or if you're going to do this or that, the other stuff, you're going to get a $6,000 diamond. You have $1,000 to spend on the mounting right away. And we've actually had I'm not going to say to ruin any surprises, right? But we've had
let's not do that yet. Yeah. Spoiler alert.
No spoiler alerts at Christmas. The other thing that's become really big for us is the trade-ins.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a big deal that you guys talked about.
Trade-in, trade-up. We do the trade-ins. We have 3 master jewelers right there on premise. We can do everything that you want us to. And we have gifts that start at $99. So we have something for everybody, and we are proud of that.
You have that Louisa Graff kind of Tiffany look in your eyes right now. That's where you go to breakfast at Louisa Graff's,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, come on in, we'll feed you.
Trade in, trade up. Even if it is not a Louisa Graff piece, you can still trade it in or trade up.
Exactly. Or refurbish something old to new. You got to trust your jeweler. We have the best master jewelers on site at Louisa Graff Jewelers. I also have a microscope connected to a TV so I can show you exactly what we need to repair. And if you've had repairs that you are questioning around town, to bring it in and I can show you those repairs on a big screen. And we're just so honest and open with everybody. And it's Christmas time.
It's about service, and our service hopefully never stops. And as you can tell by the next generation that's here, the passion for serving will never stop either.
Which is a totally wonderful thing. I love the energy. I always have such fun talking to you guys when you get to come and see me. So that's Louisa Graff and Andrew Graff, two of the most excitable and exciting people in the jewelry world at Louisa Graff Jewelers.
And
it's Christmas time. Yes, yes, sir.
Yes.
Get on over there. Get your Christmas shopping done right now. Website, Louisa?
LouisaGraffJewelers.com.
That was Louisa channeling Andrew.
Oh, absolutely. Anything that has to do with the website and all the social media.
You guys are a treat. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you guys so much for everything you do to keep the jewelry industry honest. And that is it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. We'll be back here at 7 o'clock next week, Sunday. See you then.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.